you, folks, there's a red light camera. No accidents at this corner.
Tuesday evening at rush hour, about a dozen protesters assembled at the corner of Dale Mabry and Waters. They had a captive audience at the gridlocked intersection. Protester Ricardo DeForest said the cameras have less to do with boosting safety than boosting government coffers.
The next thing they're going to do is they're going to put a GPS in your car. If you go a mile an hour over the speed limit, here's your ticket, enjoy it. And when your insurance company finds out, your rates are going up. This doesn't end with red light cameras. These people are greedy and they're dangerous.
Several political groups participated in the protest, including the 912 Project, the State Libertarian Party, and the Florida Civil Rights Association. Adrian Wiley of the Libertarian Party of Florida said the issue of red light cameras attracts people from across the political spectrum.
This is one of those issues that crosses party lines because it's really the individual liberties of the citizens of Florida versus a overreaching totalitarian surveillance government. And I think people on both sides of the political fence, as well as libertarians, can take a libertarian position on this. And it is that we don't want to live in a world where we're constantly monitored. We don't want to live in an Orwellian utopia where the government's role is to keep us safe, not protect our liberties.
He said he calls into question the constitutionality of red light cameras.
If you choose to challenge a red light camera ticket, by default, it forces you to waive your right to a speedy trial because it requires 60 days before you can actually challenge it. Also, you don't have the right to face your accuser because your accuser is an inanimate object. It's a camera. How do you cross-examine a camera?
Last year, the state legislature passed a bill granting local governments the right to operate the cameras. Last week, the Tampa City Council approved their use. Opponents say they increase accidents since those who see the cameras might slam their brakes to avoid a ticket, potentially causing rear-end collisions. Law enforcement officials say the cameras have actually reduced the number of accidents. Tampa Assistant Police Chief John Bennett said there's plenty of evidence showing their effectiveness.
When we looked at Hillsborough County, which of course is one of the best opportunities to get local data against the comparable data we used from other agencies our size around the nation, they showed a 50% reduction in injury-related crashes from a red light running in the six intersections that they're using it over 2 years. And we just thought that really iced the cake for us as far as understanding the local impact and benefit of having photo enforcement.
Those accused of running a red light will get a $158 ticket in the mail. The city or county gets $75 of that. And the state and two health-related trust funds also get a cut. Critics like the Florida Libertarian Party's Adrian Wiley think the cameras are just another way for local governments to generate revenue.
The state's making a lot of money, the cities are making a lot of money, and the contractors who installed these cameras are making a lot of money, and they're doing it on the back of the citizens of Florida.
But Bennett said that's far from the truth.
I think it's important for the taxpayers and the community to understand that we're going to look at this program in the best interest of public safety. We're not going to go out there and just get red light running ticks on a list to increase fines or doing like that. Our pure interest is reducing crashes.
Currently, two bills in the state legislature, one in the House and one in the Senate, would ban them. But both are still in committee. Wiley said it's vital to support them and that a society that monitors its citizens can never be free.
Sometimes the being free means accepting some inherent risks in life. It's not the government's job to mitigate all risk. And that's what being a free society is.
There are red light cameras at six intersections throughout Hillsborough County. The Tampa ordinance would boost that by 20. From Carrollwood, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.